the rhythm of my heart. With a chance we can make it now. Let me look until the sun goes down. I believe in the
What is up, Ponyville FM? I am the one, the Pony, Limitless 8, welcoming you once again to that Thursday night fugue state. That was The Darkness, ha, if you can believe it, with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. They always remind me of, like, if Weezer had come along 10 years earlier and were all coked out of their skulls, that's what they would have sounded like. But I like The Darkness. A lot of people like to write them off as a joke band, but Permission to Land was a great, great album. Coming at you next, I got something I flubbed last week. This is Mark Morgan with Machines from the Wasteland 2 soundtrack. This is the combat, or the Encounter Begins music, so anytime you're fighting stuff, this is what you're going to hear. So you're running around in the desert and some raiders jump you, but they've got the high ground and they snipe out all of your guys, and you're left with one person with no ammo. But luckily it's your surgeon, because you're smart and you keep her at the back of the fight. And so, yeah, that's playing, and everyone's shooting at you, and you've got this one person trying to get everybody else back up on their feet. That's Wasteland 2 for you. So, yeah, when you hear that music, things get tense, because you're either trying to fall back, find higher ground, or just overpower your enemies. Great game. Highly recommend it to anybody. Coming at you next, though, man, everyone's in love with this track. Up next is the original mix of Archie's Main Street. I don't think that... I could be wrong. Some of our DJs might have played the 6-minute long version, but I haven't even heard the whole version yet, so let's jump in. been a while since I could say a song specifically from the pony community could be classified as sexy, but that is just so sexy. That saxophone kills it. Up next, we've got the Technodrome theme from Ninja Turtles 2. Well, it's 2 if you're on the Nintendo, the original arcade game. And this is the Byproduct remix, probably the best remix of the song that I've been able to hear. And it's been like 25 years. Seriously, nobody could do better than this? Come this far, you dare to play? Welcome to hell. I just hope you brought Nitrophon and some cheat codes. We'll be right back. Once again, that was Nitro Fun with Cheat Codes. Very similar in a certain light. If you look at it from a specific angle, very similar to his other track, New Game, but that track significantly more bombastic, but both very, very cool. Man, I wish I had some cheat codes when I was dealing with this next one. This is from the Killer Cuts CD from the Super Nintendo version of Killer Instinct, and this is The Instinct. We'll be right back. I love the character Serena as part of the song. Because, yeah, that's a full rendition of theme song and the character select screen from at least the SNES version of Killer Instinct. I never played the arcade version. I feel like such a plebeian. I was once berated openly for being absolutely psyched to get my hands on a copy of the Mortal Kombat soundtrack to the actual film. And I was so stoked to have this, mostly because of this. This is KMFDM with Juke Joint Jezebel, the Giorgio Moroder remix.
Ah!
So I have the soundtrack, and I have the soundtrack to Mortal Kombat Annihilation, that god-awful abortion of a movie. But I don't have the Part 2 soundtrack, and I need to get that. There's a rare Crystal Method track on one of those, and I don't have it, and it's aggravating me. But to cool off, I was listening to some Shayna Vanguard, and here's her cover of Dancing Queen. We'll be right back. Out of all the artists out there who have covered ABBA songs, from A-Teens to Abacadabra, I think Shayna Vanguard does it best. I mean, that's just my opinion, but her tracks do enough different to keep me listening to a straight-up ABBA cover. I might as well just be listening to ABBA. But to come off of that, we've got some... Well, the tag says Symphony of Science, but this is Melody Sheep with We Are Stardust featuring Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We are part of this universe. We are in this universe. The universe is in us. Yes, the universe is in us. We are part of this universe. We are in this universe. The universe itself exists within us. We are part of this universe. We are in this universe. The universe is in us. Yes, the universe is in us.
Every atom in your body came from a star that exploded. You are all stardust. You are all stardust. From a star that exploded.
Look up at the night sky. We are part of it. The universe itself exists within us. We are stardust in the highest exalted way, called by the universe, reaching out to the universe. We are stardust in the highest exalted way, reaching out to the universe with these methods and tools of science.
Stand in the middle and enjoy everything both ways. The tininess of us, the enormity of the universe.
The atoms that make up the human body are traceable to the crucible that cooked light elements into heavy elements. These stars went unstable in their later years, and then exploded, scattering their enriched guts across the galaxy. Look up at the night sky. We are part of it. The universe itself exists within us. We are stardust. In the highest exalted way, called by the universe.
It's beautiful and true. Since everything is the same stuff, and we are made of the same stuff as the universe, it's the universe. Hey, but if we are stardom, you do a star line of a cannibal? It's...
Stars, it's not.
Terribly sorry for those technical derpicalties there. I have no idea what was going on there, so, you missed a witty quip about doing a star line, whatever. Moving right along, we've got Telepop music with Don't Look Back.
Sit still and close your eyes. What's behind the other door? Oh, no more silence. Don't kill this thing we got called love. Just searching for the perfect job. Thank you.